Let us all say amen. I don't know about you, but somewhere down the line, each and every one of us will make a decision on which way you are headed. And I don't know about you, the more I live on this time side of life, there's only one way that's important to me anymore. And that's whether or not when he calls me, I can go that way. And I don't know about you, I have made up in my mind that I'm going that way, with you or without you. I wished I could take my family, but I know that in that day of judgment, it's going to be between me and Jehovah. And so therefore, it behooves me as this year draws to a close, and it behooves you, take some inventory of what you have done for the Lord. If you haven't done much, repent and start doing much.
Right.
I want to encourage you and remind you that all of us might not see 2017.
That's right.
And you know, and I used to think it was an age thing.
No.
You know, because y'all a little older than I am. You know, you're a little feeble. You can't have see, you can't have walk. I figured you would be out of here before me. But that ain't necessarily so. It's not necessarily so. Because when God calls, he calls those individuals according to his will. And so I just want to encourage your heart and to remind you to stay focused as this year draws to a close. You know, the world around us celebrates the birth of Christ. I don't have a problem with that. I celebrate his death every single Sunday. And I come with the right frame of mind to understand that it was because of death on that cross that freed me from the shackles of sin. That freed me that I can serve God the way he requires. And it doesn't matter how you think or what you think. I can serve him and be pleasing and acceptable in his sight. In Colossians chapter 1 and round about verse number 12, Paul would say these words to remind the believer and encourage the believer and to help the believer to say, stay on track in your Christian walk. And don't allow him to pull you one way or the other. We live in a world that is constantly pulling. And if you don't believe me, just wait for the next few years. And we're going to see which way the world is really going to pull us. I believe that God is still at work. Because the Bible says there's no authority in position unless he puts it there. Amen. And you know, and if you know your Bible, and if you look back under that old covenant, when Israel didn't do what God required of them, God allowed evil men to rule over them. Oh yeah, I bet you when that happened, boy, they were running to the synagogue.
Yeah.
Boy, they couldn't pray enough. Boy, they couldn't get right enough. How do I know that? Because they spent over 600 years in captivity. And then when God decided to let them free, guess what they did? Forgot a, come on, y'all. And so this morning, I just want to encourage our hearts and remind us, stay focused on God. But Paul would say these words in Colossians chapter 1 and round about verse number 12. Paul says, give thanks unto God, unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. I don't know about you. Boy, when I stop and think about where I came from, yeah. Oh, when I stop and think about how I used to be. Oh, yeah. Some of y'all I'd have been and got rid of. Amen. Don't look at me funny. You're probably thinking the same thing about me. Amen. But he has delivered me from the power of darkness. And he says he's translated me into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom I have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And I want you to look at verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion, principalities or powers. You need to get this. Who's ever running whatever they're running, you rest assured God has put them there. And he's put them there for a purpose. And the purpose, I believe, is to get you and I to see what we really need to be living up to. You know, we call ourselves the light, but how bright are we? Huh? We say that we make the difference, and that's the title of the lesson. Make the difference as the year draws to a close. So when the new year comes, you are the difference, okay? And so but he goes on to say, for all things were created by him, for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things exist. Boy, what an awesome God we serve. Right. Everything on this time side of life is because of my Father.
Right.
Oh, yes. And you know what? My Father don't spare me nothing. Even when I mess up. Even when I don't do it the way he commands me to do it, you know what? He still showers me with blessings. And the biggest blessing he showers me with is that he allows me to still be on this time side of life.
Right.
And I don't know about you. That's exciting to me. That lets me know that the God that I serve doesn't want anyone to perish, but he wants everyone to understand why they're on this time side of life. So for the next few minutes, I want to draw your attention to Colossians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Once again, Paul, as he writes these words to the believer, and as this year draws to a close, I want to encourage you, don't become stagnant. If you're stagnant, get out the water and get on the right track. Paul says to the church, beginning at verse number 5, Paul says, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, joying and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him. And so Paul says, as you have obeyed from the heart the gospel and have been added to the body of Christ, now that you're in Christ Jesus, stay there. Don't allow Satan to pull us. Because he knows what he's doing. And anytime you think you can match wits with the devil, you've already lost.
Amen.
Because since the dawn of time, he has been working his magic on man. And guess what? We have fallen for the same old yokey dope year after year after year after year. We try to box with him, and we lose every battle.
Yeah.
But I want to encourage you. Like Paul says, as you have so learned Christ, so walk you in him. How are you going to walk? You need to stay rooted. Oh, yeah. This year is not over with. And I hope and pray to God that we all see 2017. But if I don't happen to make it, don't worry about me. You better worry about yourself. Because I'm going to make sure I make Stan's calling an election sure. I can't work out your soul salvation, but I sure know how to handle mine. I can't be the light for you, but I can show you the example that the light is supposed to have. And church, and I'm learning that when I stay focused in my Christian walk, I influence everybody around me. Now, whether you adhere to it, now, well, that's on you. That's why every one of us as children of God have to understand where we stand and light up. If he was to call you right now, what would he say? If some of us start rising up, and you ain't moving, what would you think? See, that's the reality of understanding who we are. See, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, we're not all going to sleep. Amen. Some of us are going to be changed. In the moment, in the twink of the eye, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those of us who are alive that remain shall be caught up. And I don't know about you, I've been caught up in a whole lot of stuff before. But I really want to be caught up when I hear the trumpet sound. Because if you're not caught up when the trumpet sound, guess what? Where he is, you're not going to be able to go. And so Paul says, be rooted. Take the time as this year draws to a close and as you prepare to make those New Year resolutions, that you put a little truth in there. If you say you're going to be faithful to the Lord, make every effort. You know, we do that.
Yeah.
You don't take inventory at the end of the year? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Because if you ain't got nothing at the end of the year, boy, you're going to sure try your best to get something at the beginning of the year. Am I right?
Yeah.
So as you plan for your future, make sure that you're planning to make heaven your home. And so Paul says, be rooted and built up in him. Church, I'm learning the more you study, the more you meditate upon the word of God, the more you stay built up. That's right. I'm learning that when you study and meditate upon the word of God, guess what? You can build up everybody you come in contact with. And when Satan started throwing those darts, boy, you're just able to, boy, it looked like the Matrix, you're so good. Somewhere down the line, God's people have to grasp that Satan can't harm us unless we give him the way to harm us. Amen. And the way he gets to us is when we fall into sin. And when we fall into sin, God no longer can protect us. He has to let the hedge down. And that's when he wreaks havoc in our life. How is it that you can suffer trials and tribulation and still be joyous? You got to understand who's in control of life. And so Paul here says, be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Somewhere down the line, your faith got to be a little stronger than what it is. You know, some of us sitting here worried about everything under the sun.
Yeah.
And have no control over nothing under the sun.
That's right.
Not even your own life.
That's right.
Only thing you have control of is whether or not you're going to serve God. And you learn, when you learn to really serve God, no matter what transpires, your faith grows that much for much more. And then it goes on to say, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware. And you know, and I don't know about you, a lot of times when you read the Bible, there's certain words in there that just kind of stick out. If I told you to beware when you go down Highway 18 that the bridge is out, and you be foolish enough to go anyway, you didn't heed the warning. You fall in the ditch and they come to rescue you. I didn't know the bridge was out. Didn't somebody warn you? Yeah, but I didn't listen. Church, beware. Because Satan has but one purpose, and that's to pull you and I from doing what the will of the Father. See, Satan doesn't want you to be steadfast. He doesn't want you to be unmovable. He wants you to be just like you are, popping, flopping, and doing everything but what God says. Because if he can get you to do that, he knows he can get you not to really commit your life in service to the Lord. This Christian walk is not really that difficult. You know what's difficult about the Christian walk is making up your mind to walk.
That's right.
Amen. I'm learning that it's only difficult because I don't want to do it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When they want me to clean the kitchen, I don't get up and clean the kitchen. Not that I don't have the ability to clean the kitchen. I just don't want to do it. And I figure if I sit there long enough, somebody else will do it. See, we understand that from the physical sense. Why don't we understand that from the spiritual sense? Until you make up your mind that you want to grow spiritually for the Lord, that you want to be rooted and steadfast for the Lord, until you make up that mind and that decision, guess what? You'll always do exactly what you're doing. And church, and I want to encourage you, as this year starts to come upon us and as this year draws to a close, stay rooted, stay built up. Keep your faith strong by staying rooted and grounded in the word of God. And beware that Satan is out to destroy you. And you know what? I've learned that Satan is not going to use somebody in the world.
No.
No. No. I've learned that Satan is going to use the very people that you hold dear to you. Amen, Walls. I'm learning that my biggest adversary ain't out there. The biggest adversary is in the house. And that biggest adversary might be me. Amen. And so I'm learning that if I'm going to stay rooted and grounded, I have to beware of Satan and his devices. 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 11, around about verse number 2, Paul says, for we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. And church, and I don't want us to be ignorant. We need to understand that our adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He has but one purpose, and that purpose is to pull you from your steadfastness. He says, beware, lest any man should spoil you through philosophy, through vain deceit, after the traditions of men. Oh yeah, is it a tradition today? Yeah, it's such a tradition that it's a whole lot of blue seats. Amen. After the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Satan has a mission. His job from the dawn of time has been to deceive man and to draw man away from God. I want to encourage you and remind you, stay on track. Stay focused. Don't allow him to pull you from your steadfastness. Because when you understand who is in control of everything, then life takes on a whole new meaning. Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to 2017 if he says the same.
Amen.
And if he says the same, I'm going to hit the flow running. That's right, because I'm going to leave the flow running. Amen. I'm going to leave 2016 doing the will of the Father. And in the process, I'm going to say, Lord, forgive me because I've fallen short.
Right.
Amen. And I don't know about you because it's between you and your God. But I want to encourage you and ask yourself this question. Did I make the difference this year in somebody's life?
Wow.
If I didn't, why not? And as this year draws to a close, ask yourself this question. I plan to make the difference as this year dawns upon us. Paul here in this lesson text reminds the believer, don't get caught up in the rudiments of this world, but stay focused on what's really important. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and round about verse number 12, Peter says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and always be ready to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and in fear. I want to encourage you, make the difference as this year draws to a close, but as this year dawns upon us, make the difference by controlling your speech. Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. Not only should you control your speech as this year unfolds, develop the proper lifestyle. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 27. Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. Whether I come and see you or be absent, I may hear of your affairs that you stand fast in the one faith. Not only must you learn to develop the proper lifestyle, want to encourage you, develop the attitude as this year draws to a close, so when the new year dawns upon you, everyone can see Christ in you. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. And as this year draws to a close, I want to remind you and encourage you, examine yourself. 2 Corinthians 13, verse number 5, whether or not you are really on the right track. And if you're on the right track, stay there. And don't allow Satan to derail you with the cares of this world and with the rudiments of this world. I want to remind you and encourage you, stay on track by keeping your mind focused in the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Psalms division 1, verses 1 through 6. Paul in our lesson text encourages the believer to exercise the proper restraint in everything that he comes in contact with. Keep your mind focused. Keep your heart on track by keeping it in the Word of God. Just want to encourage you and remind you who you really are.
That's right.
Church, we're a chosen generation.
Amen.
We're special in the sight of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. We need to understand that we are God's elect. And if we're the elect of God, we make the difference. But see, in order to make the difference, it's got to first and foremost start with you. Joshua said it. Joshua chapter 24, verses 15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Joshua understood that it had to start with him first before the household would follow. I want to encourage you, not only must we understand that we are God's elect, we must understand that we must live a holy life on this time side of life. And you know, sometimes that's difficult. Oh yeah, because Satan knows our weaknesses and he knows what it takes to pull us from our steadfastness. But I want to encourage you and remind you, he has no control unless you give it to him. And the only way he gets it from you is because you sin and God takes the hedge down. 1 Peter chapter 1 and round about verse number 13. Remind yourself and remember, you are the holy child of God and you make the difference. Say it with me. I make the difference. Say it like you mean it. I make the difference. And so if you make the difference, then as this year draws to a close, You ought to be making the difference in your household. You ought to be making the difference in the community. And you most and foremost, you ought to be really making the difference in the body of Christ.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 1 and round about verse number 13, this is how you make the difference. Peter says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is in, that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And so if God is holy, and he requires you and I to be holy, what in the world can stop us? Nothing but ourselves. But see, in order for you to be the holy person that God wants us to be, in order for the world to see that we are the elect of God, we got to have the mindset that comes from the Word of God. We got to learn how to humble ourselves. I think that's the biggest problem in the world in which we live in. Nobody's humble. You know, when I can talk to a person in the world, and they say the biggest problem with the world is there's no level of respect. There's no common courtesy. Our children are running rampant. And our old folks don't have any common courtesy about nothing. And these are people in the world. Well, what about you and I? We call ourselves Christians.
Yeah.
We love one another, right?
Right.
Yeah. Real convincing. And that's what the world really sees when they look at you and I. But I want to encourage us. 1 Peter chapter 5 and round about verse number 6. Listen to these words that Peter says to the believer. Likewise, you youngers, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you be subject to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, and he gives more grace unto the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. In order for us to really be what God requires us to be, we must learn how to humble ourselves. And then we must learn how to be obedient to God. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Although he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Jesus understood that it was in the trials and tribulations that he went through that helped him to do what God required. And Jesus said, I always do the things that please my Father. Can you say that? Huh? Can we say that? Even about our earthly fathers, can we say that? How about our Father in heaven? Can we say that we do the things that please him? If we can't say it, then how do we have the right to say he bless us? See, because if you can't say that I do the things that please him, you got to ask yourself a question. Who really is blessing me? Oh, yeah. See, because when I understand what a true blessing is, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, all spiritual blessings are where? In Christ Jesus. Want to encourage you, church, as this year draws to a close, stay on track. We make the difference. I make the difference. I am the difference because of him that liveth in me and because of the spirit that he gave me. As this year draws to a close, I can draw someone to the cross. And as he allows us to see 2017, I want to encourage us. We're going to make the difference. And you know how you make the difference? It's by first and foremost committing yourself in service to the kingdom. If you don't commit yourself in service to the kingdom, I guarantee you, you won't be committed in nothing that you do in your life. Amen. That's a bold statement, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I know we can go through life and have all the roses and everything that we need. But what happens when you stand before that judgment seat? And church, and that's the whole key. Peter and Paul says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I become as a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. How many of us have been making a bunch of noise this past year? Talking a good, y'all quiet. It's already been by my toes. You're just getting the residual. Huh? Have we really made the difference in our neighborhood? Next door neighbor. In your own household. See, because until we make the difference in certain areas in our lives, we can't expect to make the difference in the lives of anybody we come in contact with. Want to encourage you and remind you, Paul says everything on this time side of life exists because of Christ. It was made for him and by him. And if you and I that have obeyed from the heart have and been added to the body of Christ, we've been added for the purpose of seeking and saving the lost. What is more important than the lost? Doesn't matter about your life, because what is your life? It is as a vapor that appears for a little while, then it vanishes away. And if life is like a vapor, do we have time to play around? Do we have time to neglect the calling that he has called us to? Right. Paul said he has delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Church, I want to just encourage your heart. Hope and pray I've said something just will stir us up. I don't know about you, as I look at the year drawing to the close and look at what we should have done and what I could have done, I repent and get on the right track.
Right.
That's it. It's just that simple. You know, it's so simple we don't do it. I think that's why we don't do it. It's too simple. But if I was to tell you to go out here and run around the church about 7 times and then jump up and down and act a fool, boy, every one of us would be out there trying to do it. But something as simple as repenting of your sins and getting on the right track, that's sometimes such a difficult challenge for us. So I want to leave you with a passage of scripture as this year draws to a close. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5, Paul says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a servant, coming in the likeness of a man. He humbled himself." If there's ever going to be a change in the world in which we live in, God's people must show humility to everybody they come in contact with. And as this year dawns upon us, we're going to be talking about humility, compassion, and love. You know, it's easy to say you love somebody, but it's a real challenge to demonstrate that love. If you're here this morning and you stand in need, members of the body of Christ falling short of the glory of God, this is your last year. Your last Sunday. It might be your last year. I don't know. Might be my last one. Yeah. But I want to make sure and remind you that we serve an awesome God. And God wants us to do the best we can do to save those around us. If you're here and you stand in need, let it be known as together we stand and sing our song of